This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And we're starting our first story off with a question. If you're working in an area that's under the CMCO, are you affected by the new directive to work from home? And were you confused by the SOPs that were announced after that? Because if you were, you're not alone. So to recap, in his daily briefing, Defence Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said that all employees in CMCO areas will need to work from home starting on Thursday. And this is a change before. The message the government has always sent is that they encourage those who can to work from home. But this instead is a directive. So those in management and supervisory roles in particular in both public and private sectors are affected. And according to the minister, this will impact around 1 million workers in the manufacturing sector and civil service. So for employees who can go to the office, they'll have to take a swab test. SOCSO will bear the cost for all companies who are contributing, and these SOPs will be enforced as long as the CMCO is in effect. And that was yesterday, but that also wasn't all, because more details have come in today through Dato' Sri Azmin Ali, who's the Minister of International Trade and Industry. And he sort of, tweaked and adapted that. Basically, according to the Malaysian Insight, he says that 10% of a company's management and supervisory staff can now go into the office. But there are still limitations placed on that. So that 10% only applies to those in six fields: accounting, finance, administration, legal, planning, and information communication technology. And there's a further limit, which is you can only go for 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. I think even those 4 hours actually were specified to be between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So in response to all of this, the Malaysian Employers Federation told The Star that the SOPs are going to be challenging. For one, turnarounds for swab tests take time, and that might make it hard for people who need to be at the office right away. And people working from home might face internet issues. The Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers have questions as well. Their president, Tan Sri Soe Tien Lai, asked the government to clarify who the swab tests are for, because if it applies to non-management staff who need to work on site or in factories, it could affect operations. And to that, I would add the question of how often do the swab tests need to be conducted? Because of course, I might get tested, the results might come out negative, and in that period of time, I may have, gone grocery shopping, gone out for a walk, brushed up against something. I don't know. It's not as if, because the CMCO is what it is, while many of us are staying at home as far as possible, we are also still going out to do things like buy groceries, take away food. There's a lot of stuff that's happening because, life is continuing to be lived. And that's just one element of it. I think that there is a lot of confusion as to who this impacts and, exactly how this will also be enforced. Because even thinking about the logistics of saying 10% of your staff can go in from six fields from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. a day, even for a company to work out that rotation would be one thing. For those people who will be driving in and potentially needing to explain to authorities why it is that they fall into this category, that's another. So there are so many different layers, I think, of confusion that make it difficult to negotiate this thing. So amidst all that, we thought that we would check in with a company to find out exactly how they're going to handle things, because this is kicking in from tomorrow onwards. So we're going to be speaking after this with Datuk Ho Hon Sang, who is the CEO of Masing Group Berhad. But in the meantime, tell us, are you working in an area that is currently affected by the CMCO? And will that work change for you tomorrow? Are you going to have to work from home? Has your company given you clear directives or instructions on what exactly is going to happen? Let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking today about the new directive that was announced from the government yesterday, which is for areas that are affected by the current CMCO. If you have to go to work there, you're now being asked to work from home, particularly if you're in a management or supervisory role. And this is expected to impact around 1 million workers. And for those who will continue to go to work regularly, they have to take a swab test. So just to say that when this was announced, there was a lot of confusion. So we wanted to know how you're feeling about this, especially since it's going to kick into gear tomorrow, essentially. Let us know by calling 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. In the meantime, we are crossing over now to Dato' Ho Hon Sang, who is the CEO of Masing Group Berhad. Dato' Ho, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lynn. Yeah.
So, how are you feeling about the new SOPs and the directive? Did you feel that they were very clear?
Well, as of yesterday, there was an announcement in principle by the MKN about the new directive of how to handle this, how to handle the situation during CMCO. Obviously, it was an announcement in principle, and I personally believe that there will be more follow up to that announcement. And then, true enough, today, MITI, through the minister, has gave deeper or rather a more elaborate explanation or detail about this directive, which certainly is clearer than what happened yesterday.
Mm. So yeah. With the new directive that's come out then, what kind of adjustments is Masing going to have to make for the new SOPs?
Well, certainly there will be adjustment, but fortunately, a couple of months ago, we were under MCO, so that adjustment was very drastic. It's quite painful as well, so we managed to adjust to it. So currently, with this, we have to adjust again, pull out all those that we have done before, and tweak it if possible, and make it work. Of course, this time around is a little bit different because the working hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and 10% of the workforce got to be in the office for 3 days. So we had to adjust to it in order to comply with the government directive and also to make sure that our public health crisis is can be controlled in the shortest possible time.
And are there departments, I guess, within the organization that are going to be most affected, you know, compared to others?
Well, actually, during this RMCO, starting from June till now, my organization has already returned to normal or what we used to do. Of course, there will be a little bit of, not like before, but it's almost there already. And of course, together with our stakeholders, our business data has been improving over time. And now, with this imposition of a new directive, we have to readjust again. Now, the department which I believe is will be affected most is the finance department, because finance involve many procedures and many processes. Other than that, you know, in this current directive by the government allow us to carry out with the construction work 100%, allowed to open sales gallery. Our sales people can work in the sales offices. And yeah, that's pretty fine, you know, with the exception of the finance department. Yeah.
Mm. So on the idea or on the point about mandatory swab tests, has there been any feedback from your employees about possibly having to go for this?
Well, as of yesterday directive, the swab tests need to be carried out for all foreign workers and for all workers who live in red zone going to work. But today, it was silent on it, but I have received a notification that it's not necessary. The construction work can still go ahead and the sales gallery can still open without doing any swab tests. But as far as marketing is concerned, we have actually proceeded to carry out a swab test, managed to get a tester, and we have completed almost 100-plus swab tests in our office today already, despite of require or not require for health reasons and for making sure that the employees feel comfortable working. So that's what we have done so far, yeah.
Ah, so the employees welcome the swab test then, I suppose, mostly because everybody's together, right?
Yeah, but the reason why we are so concerned about the swab test is that it's not just about taking the samples. The coming out of the result is also a problem. During the time when the government allowed the business to resume, swab tests were being done in all our construction sites, but the results came out. Take a long time for the results to come out. By that time, we don't know what happened to the people who have taken swab tests already. So that was our concern. So right now, if it happened again, then does it mean that while waiting for the result, we couldn't proceed with the work? So that will affect the productivity on site. But fortunately, thank you for this, what we have been told that we can carry on with the works without doing this. Yeah.
So you mentioned that the MCO was very painful, as I think it was for many, many companies.
Yes.
Now that we're in the CMCO with a little bit of uncertainty as to how long we're going to be in this, do you foresee any particular challenges at this moment in time? And will the CMCO, you think, affect the business or your pace of business?
Well, it's already instruction from our top management that we have to maintain the productivity, what we have been doing. So no choice, as business are the expectation of all our stakeholders. But at our end, we have put, very good in the sense that we can carry out construction. Because the moment construction is being implemented, we have revenue. Our sales office are open, so we can continue to do sales. We try to do as much sales as possible while our staff, while our agents as well. So that can be manage. Other than that, for those who are, the office couldn't be open full time, we have embarked a lot of technologies like communication to Microsoft Teams, and we have our digital platform to serve our customers through our My Marketing apps. And all this has been working well so far. So I believe, there may be some disruption, but I believe this can be overcome in a short while. Yeah.
And you mentioned that, you know, some of the technologies that the company is working with when it comes to working from home. Can you talk to us more broadly about the experience of working from home if you are a Masing employee? You know, who gets to work from home and what is that process like?
Well, those days when we work from home, we almost every day we communicate with one another via Microsoft Teams. This is very powerful. I know in the market, besides Microsoft Teams, we have this Google Meet, we have Zoom and whatnot. But we embark on Microsoft Teams. This Microsoft Teams is, though it's a collaborative tool, we find that it can do much more than that. It's not just about talking. We can, the presentation can be done, PowerPoint presentation. And we can actually discuss, like a virtual discussion, the calculations or computations and whatnot. And then we can arrive at the decision. Maybe not as fast as through physical meeting, but whatever it is, a decision can be arrived at in the shortest possible time. So this is very powerful. Apart from that, we also conduct our microsite, website, whereby, you know, we can communicate with our prospect to see our virtual show unit, communicate with them over the phone and also Facebook, digital means. They can even pay their booking fees while the payment gateway and whatnot. So that can be done reasonably successful. Yeah, that was our experience during those days. So looks as if this round we have to do it again if required. Yeah.
And what have been some of the biggest struggles for your employees? Because I think that all of us have slowly through this year, I think, been refining the process, trying to make it better and better. What were some of the earlier struggles?
Well, the earlier struggle was especially those in the administration and finance department. They will have to adopt a new normal to work from home. Now, the process, especially in finance, we still require some hard copy signing, approval, vouchers, check signatories and whatnot from the management. So then the rest from the staff, from the HR, marketing, sales, customer service, they are okay because that can be conducted via online. So basically, the struggles is about, you know, the signatories. Apart from that, some of the staff, they live in places whereby the connection, the internet connection, may not be as powerful as some of us. So sometimes we may not be able to communicate very well, depending on the weather, depending on the time of the day. So these are some of the challenges we encounter during those days.
So looking ahead then, what sort of clarifications or changes are you hoping the government will make? And, you know, while we're on that point about refining, I suppose, what kinds of refinements are you hoping to see?
Well, we hope that the government can review the working hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 3 days a week. I think you and I will have to believe that it will affect productivity and work efficiency. See how the government can fine-tune and make it better for the industries. And, of course, increase the percentage. Currently, it's just, nominal 10%. 10% to me is nominal. See how to improve it, say, until 50%, so that, the productivity and efficiency of the office environment can be maintained, if not enhanced.
And just in closing, Dato' Ho, while we have you, what are you hoping, I suppose, for Marsing as we head towards the year end and as we are just about to start the year amidst all this uncertainty? How are you personally feeling about the direction of the company?
Well, as far as Marsing is concerned, I think we have known that we are expanding our manufacturing business in the glove industry as well as healthcare services as well in the future. We plan to have our first production, or rather the products can be sold sometime in April next year. That's what we are hoping to do. And apart from that is the a vaccine can be found as early as possible. Because without vaccine, this problem will not be resolved 100%. And, you know, the moment there's no vaccine, the sky couldn't be open. People cannot travel freely from one place to another. And, you know, business is not just about Malaysia. We have to handle business from different parts of the world. We have buyers from Singapore. We have buyers from Hong Kong and China and whatnot. So this will certainly help. So that's why hopefully a vaccine can be found as early as possible. And that will help our business. And that's my sincere hope that this thing can happen. Yeah.
Dato' Ho, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
That was Dato' Ho Hon Sang, CEO of Marsing Group Berhad, talking to us about how Marsing is adapting to the new working from home policy that was just announced yesterday. And so we here, I think, and in general across the Klang Valley, there was this prevailing sense of confusion yesterday. So we just wanted to know, since this is supposed to kick in tomorrow, are you clear? You know, right now, do you know what it is that you'll be doing tomorrow? How have you been affected? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have a poll running up on Twitter, as we usually do, asking whether your company has given you clear directions on working from home as per the government's CMCO announcement. And sadly, actually, in the lead by more than 50% is, you know, no, still in the dark. 31% are saying, yes, I have clear guidelines. And 17% are saying, yes, but it is not enough. And on WhatsApp, we have this point that's come from KCKJ saying, what if I'm a one-man show business and I go to the office alone? Does that mean I just broke the law? Which part of me constitutes 10% of the management staff? And that's a good question. I think for a lot of sole proprietors, even that letter that you're supposed to be showing if you get stopped at roadblocks and so on would in theory be written by you, would it not? So I think, you're definitely not alone in wondering how exactly this would work out. We also have Kim, who's very sweetly asking, how is it affecting you, Lynn? And the short answer to that is, we are considered essential workers. So we have actually been working throughout the various iterations of the MCO. You know, throughout the year, we haven't ever actually been working from home. But this new thing was confusing simply because I wasn't sure whether or not the swab tests would include us here at the company, what it would mean potentially for roadblocks for those of us who are coming to the station from further away. And so I think it's just a general sense of anxiety, even if the actual day-to-day stuff isn't changing all that much. Thank you very much, Kim, for asking. We also have Kevin who's saying, just did my swab test today, not because I was exposed, but just in case it's needed or mandatory to go back to work tomorrow. Got poked for nothing due to uncertainty in the government COVID-19 SOP. So yes, fair enough. And then we have this from Uy, who says they're working in a bank, saying we're all confused, as are many others. There's no clear direction from management and HR. We believe it's because of the unclear instructions and announcement. We're all asked to maintain our schedule tomorrow, you know, whether it's working in the office or working from home alternatively. As for swab tests, now they said everybody must do. I think Klang Valley itself, we actually have 3,000 staff. So, you know, can the relevant party actually be able to cater the volume of that testing? Many of us are also not from red zones, so why force us to do that? How accurate and effective is it? Will I get an infection if, you know, I test negative today, which is something we talked about earlier, and then I have to get tested again? We're all feeling very moody for this unclear direction and details, and it shows lack of knowledge as well. And yeah, I think, again, you know, so when you're talking about a company that is that large, when you're dealing with a 3,000 people strong company, I think clear direction is really important, and it's very hard to have that when even the initial push or the initial announcement is not very clear. So keep those thoughts coming. I think this does impact quite a lot of us. How are you impacted by the directive to work from home during the CMCO? Has your company given you clear instructions about what's going to happen tomorrow? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.